This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The entrepreneurial spirit's alive and well in Greater Cincinnati. Our region's economic climate and support networks are becoming more favorable each year to those looking to take the chance and start their own business. But it's still a risky proposition, and no one should start a company without doing their homework. We discussed starting a small business in Greater Cincinnati with Jane Heekin, co-owner with Sarah Brown of Blown, a blow-dry studio that recently opened in Montgomery, and Stacy DeJulius, who, with her husband Frank, owns Fleet Feet Sports Cincinnati. Kind of tough to say, think yeah. about it too much. Fleet Feet Sports Cincinnati, they just opened their second store in town, so congratulations, Stacy.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And my wife and I owned our own business for about 10 years, and I can remember when we started it, we were kind of a mini vacation. We were sitting on a beach in the summer, and we're talking about, what do we want to do with our lives for a little while? And we came up with this idea of owning our own business, and eventually it turned out that we owned several franchises. And I'm curious, Jane, how did you and Sarah decide to start your own business?
Well, Sarah actually, she was out west with friends and went to a blow-dry studio out in Arizona, I believe, and thought, oh my gosh, we need one in Cincinnati. And, you know, we have some family connections, and I heard through the grapevine that she was thinking about doing this. So, and I thought it was an amazing idea. I had experienced the same service myself out east in New York. And I called her up and said, you know, are you really looking to do this? And do you want a partner? You know, Sarah and I both have other businesses that we own, and I thought we'd be a good fit. And it turns out we were. So
your business is called Blown. It's a blow dry studio. What exactly is that? You're like you're saying, it's not something you hear about in Cincinnati very
right.
often.
Actually, it's this new salon concept that's been around for a few years out west and, you know, out east on the East Coast and West Coast. It is a blowout bar, as a lot of people know it. We specialize in shampooing and styling hair. We don't cut hair. We don't color hair. We don't do makeup. We focus on a blowout, which is having women or men come in, get their hair shampooed in a really beautiful, clean sort of a really nice setting that's nice to be in, have a drink, relax, have your hair shampooed, styled, and you're out of there in 45 minutes or so.
I like the place already.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun for women. They're really starting to catch on to it here.
Stacy, how did you and Frank decide to start your business?
Yeah, so Frank, he kind of got into the whole running store thing. We went to high school together, and he always wanted to own something. You know, he was always saying, I'm going to have a coffee shop that shine shoes or something.
You Sounds know? Like so, my wife.
Yeah.
She was the one who did that. Yeah.
So he had always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and he kind of decided he wanted to own a running store. And so we looked around and decided that Fleet Feet Sports, it's a franchise that they give awesome support, and we're all locally owned and operated, and that's kind of the route he wanted to go. So after doing a lot of research and knowing the previous owners of the Fleet Feet Sports in Blue Ash, we knew that they were kind of getting ready. And so we talked to them about it, and we bought that location about 2 years ago. And it's been absolutely awesome. We both have a real passion for fitness, for health, and just getting people comfortable so that they can pursue, you know, a healthier lifestyle. And so it's something we were both really passionate about.
And when did you open your first store?
Well, the previous owners had opened it about 13 years ago. So we bought it from them 2 years ago. And then we just opened the second location in Oakley on Madison about 2 weeks ago. So definitely new to starting out the second location. So
I'm curious, Jane, you said this is not the first time that you've tried your hand at being entrepreneurial. Is that correct?
That's correct. I also own an event planning business with two partners, and we specialize in large scale fundraising. We do a lot of logistical strategic planning.
Oh, you really are entrepreneurial then.
Yeah. So we've done that business for about 6-7 years now. And I, you know, my partners and I have scaled back our portfolio a bit. We're being really selective about the events we're getting involved in. So I was looking for something else new and exciting to do, and this opportunity came, and I just felt like I needed to take it.
Stacy, in your case, is this your first time venturing into the business world, or have you done something prior to this?
Yeah, this is my first time personally. I'm actually a meteorologist, so I worked
that's interesting.
I worked in TV news for the first 5 years of my career, and Frank has always wanted to do something with the business side of it. So, this is our first venture into it, and especially together. And, you know, I feel like we walked into Blue Ash and it was a pretty established store. We made definitely made some changes, and it's been growing, and we have an amazing, our team, we call it at Fleet Feet Sports, our staff that is just doing awesome things there in Blue Ash. And opening Oakley, it's kind of like starting over again, you know? So it's a very awesome experience for sure.
Now I'm curious, did either of you have a business degree, or did either one of you study business, or was just something that just happened naturally?
I studied business at St. Louis University. So, okay, so I think it helped a little bit.
And your case, maybe not.
Maybe not. I mean, this, you learn as you go. You know, it's just all about doing the right research and getting all your ducks in a row and having good partners and a great team behind you and aligning yourself with the right people.
Yeah, for sure. And Frank is the one that has the degree in business. And actually, with my history, you know, of journalism, I do a lot of the marketing side. So the partner thing is huge. We completely divide and conquer. Frank is in-store operations, the business side of things. He said, oh, you go do this interview on the radio, because that's not his cup of
that's
tea at
gig.
All. Yeah, so we completely divide and conquer on the different aspects
Sarah
of the business.
Sarah and I are the same way.
Yeah.
We divide and conquer too. We both have different strengths. Sarah's he's our marketing person too, and she's on vacation enjoying her family right now, and typically she'd be doing things like this. This is definitely her cup of tea.
Would that be part of your advice, each of you, if you're going to list important things to do, would being having a good partner, somebody to work along with you, don't try to go it completely on your own, would that be a key one?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I think, you know, trying to learn every aspect of the business is just too much, and you can't excel that way. You know, we have so many different things at Fleet Feet, from training programs. So we have a training program coordinator that's in charge of that, you know, the inventory management for the retail side of it, the marketing side of things. So all of the different aspects of all the products that we carry, the services that we offer, if the two of us both tried to learn and excel and be the best at all of those things, there's no way we would survive.
There's just not enough time in the day. You know, you have to assemble the best team that you can, which we think we've done as well. We have extensive training on top of our stylist already being schooled and board certified. So we have someone that heads that up. We also sell products. So there's a lot that goes into it. And she and I also don't know everything. So trying to, I don't know, maybe learn your strengths and kind of hone in on what you're good at and aligning yourselves with the right people, I think that makes for a more successful outcome.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting aspect, though. Friends, spouses going into business together. There's some benefits to that, but are there challenges to that as well, Stacey, of going into business with your spouse or your friend?
Yeah, you know, especially when you're sitting as close as we are right now, you know, next to each other. It is challenging, but, you know, just learning, like she said, learning the strengths is really good, because then you can divide and conquer. You don't have to cross paths very often. And you can really run different parts of the business. And, you know, for Frank and I, you know, when we go home, we try to leave work at work. And so we play ping pong.
Jane, do you have a distraction when you're...
Well, Sarah and I actually live pretty close to one another, which has been a benefit. You know, we've been able to meet whenever we wanted to. You know, I think it's the same way. Our paths cross enough, but we really trust one another and our strengths. And, you know, when we came to know more about one another as to who would be able to cover, you know, marketing, for example, or business ops, you know, we really kind of gave that trust to one another, and we report out to each other, and it's just working. So far, so good. So, yeah.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Stacey, was there a reason why you went the franchise route? Did that, when you were trying to make up your mind, do we start our own business? Did that say, yeah, it's got to be a franchise? Did that stick out?
No, not necessarily. But when we learned about Fleet Feet Sports and how they operate, we knew that it was great, because you have this team of people that you can get as much help from as you want. With the corporate aspect, or you don't have to. So, you know, when we were like, well, we don't know how much help we're going to want from, you know, Fleet Feet Inc. And so it's been this great resource to have, and we've absolutely loved it. But at the same time, if we just want to have Fleet Feet Sports above our door, that's the only thing, that we have to do. We, you know, Oakley, if you go into the new store, the build out is it, Frank designed it, and I helped. he has the vision for that stuff. But, you know, it's all us, all the products we carry. So it's great when a customer says, oh, you don't have this product. I like it. Then we can say, oh, well, let's do some research and see if we want to, you know, carry it. So all the decisions are made on our level, but we've got this great team of experts and at Fleet Feet that we can ask help from if we have any questions. So it's really nice.
So the support is good. I have to imagine brand recognition is another reason that franchising is a good idea. You've got that built in already, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we actually have a national conference next week where we can go, and I'm going to be sitting with a team of all the marketing people, you know, at the different stores across the U.S. There's about 115 different stores across the U.S. You know, they're all locally owned and operated, but be able to talk to them and see what they're doing and, you know, share some ideas. So it's a great resource to have for sure.
Now, Jane, your business is not part of a franchise, correct?
No,
so
no,
you're just, how is it being out there on your own?
You know, it's frightening, but so far, you know, we've really enjoyed the process. Sarah and I spent a year preparing to open, doing research. We spent a lot of time branding Blown. We wanted to be unique in Cincinnati. We expect other blowout studios to pop up in the city because it is becoming such a trend around the country. You know, this business, there are franchises out there that are multi-million dollar businesses, and they've received venture support, they've franchised their business. We really wanted to do something on our own and make it our brand and make it unique and provide some kind of differentiation to the customers of Cincinnati in case some of these others popped up. So we spent a great deal of time doing the branding. And it really is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of creativity that you have to draw from in order to get your brand out there and make it recognizable. So it's definitely a task.
I'd have to think that flexibility is probably one of the greatest advantages that you have. You can make your own decisions locally. You can make decisions about what you offer, how many people you employ, what product lines you carry.
You know, and it is. The flexibility is wonderful. We carry a great product line that no one else in Cincinnati carries. You know, so we have the ability to do that. But also, I would say that not having some of the support in terms of having marketing conferences to go to or someone to call on to say, you know, how, you know, we were putting our pro forma together, how do you come up with these numbers? So it's, you know, all of the research and all of the guessing and trying to make the best decision possible, you know, it's very rewarding, but it's also very, it's very challenging too. So it has its ups and downsides.
And you're starting to touch on some of the steps. So, okay, you decide that you're going to start a business. In your case, Stacey, what was the first step that you took? What were some of the things you had to go through?
Yeah. You know, I think like figuring out what we wanted our vision for the store to be. You know, for us, you know, you could look at it as a running store, but that's exactly what we don't want people to think of us. We really want to be a community center. So we knew we needed to be much more than just a running store. So anyone who has feet, really, is a...
Lots of customers.
Yeah, exactly. And so we knew we wanted to inspire people, motivate people, and most of all of our staff, we want them to be educators. And so kind of getting that big vision for us of what we wanted people to experience when they came into the store was, I think, number one. And then we kind of filled in from there. We knew we wanted training programs. We knew, we wanted to be able to help, you know, people with injuries. So reaching out to the medical world and having podiatrists and local physical therapists train our staff on the common injuries that people see with their feet or knees or things like that. And so we were able to kind of build out once we just realized what we wanted our services to be and what our customers to experience when they came in the door. So.
And Jane, in your case, what kinds of things did you go through when you were first starting out as far as getting financing? I imagine you had to get licenses. You had to find the property for
right.
your store. What was that like?
You know, the initial steps we took, we really wanted to get some numbers together so that we could start talking to our husbands and family and trying to convince them. You know, it's not easy to convince a man that you want to open a business where you style hair, you know, especially men that maybe don't have so much hair. They really don't get it. And that was fun to do at times and also challenging. So we got numbers together. We met with so many local business owners in the area, even ones that own the new concept in salons is the lofts. You know, people are renting booth space, stylists are, and that's turned into be a big business for the owners of those spaces. So we met with all types of different people, managers, stylists, entrepreneurs, city leaders, as many people as we could to get as much information as possible on starting a new business in Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati is a unique city. Everyone sort of knows everybody here. It's a conservative city. You know, can you bring a new concept to the city? How long will it take to get that out to everyone? Will they take to it? This might be wildly popular in New York or LA or Arizona, but will it be popular here? So we, you know, really just had tons of meetings and talked a lot and really got our information together. And then we started reaching out and aligning ourselves with the right branding company, the right realtor to help us find the space that we needed. Where should we be? And of course, Kenwood, the retail mecca in Cincinnati, is the best spot for a business like ours. We need a lot of women coming around our salon in order to enjoy our service. So, you know, I think getting the numbers together, really figuring out what we wanted Blown to be. Did we want to just do hair and have it be that for our entire business? Or did we really want to have a situation where our staff was kind and welcoming and we wanted to make sure that we hired our staff around our brand, so that they knew what exciting things were going on in the city, that they knew how to do hair well. They knew how to approach different ethnicities, so different types of hair, which has been a really big bonus for us. We have a lot of women that have very natural hair that wonder, can you make my hair straight? Can you help me? You know, and they're so excited to find that we can do that. And we did train our staff around that. So it's just been a really neat kind of experience.
So doing your homework, doing your due diligence, as they say, is probably one of the most important things you can do, even with a franchise.
Most certainly. I mean, with us, we had the location in Blue Ash, and then when we were trying to figure out, we knew we were growing beyond those walls, and we wanted to service more of the community, and we did our research and realized people in Oakley, Hyde Park, and, you know, Northern Kentucky, downtown, they were not making the trip to Blue Ash, and so we kind of looked at all the zip codes of people that were making the trip to Blue Ash and did our research, looked at several different locations in the Oakley Hyde Park area. And, the one that we found, there's a coffee shop right across the street. We went and sat in the coffee shop for a while and just got an idea. Are there people that are active coming around here? You know, what's the flow? Sat in the restaurant that's in our plaza and, you know, had dinner there. And not only are you, you know, I'm sure for you too, you wanted to make sure, like you said, you had plenty of women going through the area. So you want to make sure that it's, you have the traffic, you have the people coming through. So, you know, it's as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee where you're going to, now we go to coffee every single day, you know? I just wanted to get an idea of where the best place to be would be.
So I take it from what you're both saying, the old saying about location, location, location being the three really important things. That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's definitely still true.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you picked the Fleet Feet franchise, mm-hmm. because Frank's a runner. Is that part of the key, knowing or having a passion for the business that you plan to start?
Yeah, I think you have to have the passion for the business. If someone were to ask me, what's the last thing you will do when you grow up, it would be retail and it would be selling things. It was something that is so foreign to me, so scary to me, but that's why all of our people look at themselves as being educators, because they, every single person in our store, we've got people that are in their, you know, 20s that work in our store, in their 60s that work in our store, but all of them have a passion for healthy living and, more importantly, have a passion of teaching other people how to go about it. And so, having passion for it and for teaching other people and wanting other people to know about the products and services that can make them successful in their, you know, goal of living a better lifestyle. That's super, super important. And Frank and I are runners, but, you know, again, that's, I would say, only about 40 to 50% of our business are runners that are coming into our store. So, yeah, it's more about the kind of bigger picture.
And Jane, it sounds like that you and Sarah had a passion for what you were doing as well, and that was key to what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, we both had experienced the blowout bar scenario, and we loved it. I have a lot of hair. Sarah has a lot of hair. It's something that we enjoy doing. And we thought, my gosh, I think the women of Cincinnati deserve this. We need to have this here. You know, typical salon offers the same service, but, you know, it's often hard to get in. And I think one of the key things that we really wanted to make available was the ability to make an appointment easily. You know, we make appointments online. We make them by calling. So we try and make it a whole different business model and approach to make it easier for women to get good hair.
Do you think that's why businesses, franchises fail, because people buy into things that they really don't, they're not in love with it. They don't have an interest in it. They just say, I can do this. And, but they don't really have that, that emotional attachment to it.
I think that can definitely be a big reason, and not having the business background. I mean, I think that, I don't know that I could get into this, even though I have the passion, without having the knowledge that Frank has. Again, that's why we make a good partnership. But yeah, passion. I mean, if we get so bogged down on our computers and the different things, you know, that we're stuck doing. So to be able to walk out on our sales floor and help someone who, you know, couldn't really walk that well when they came in because they were so uncomfortable, and they leave hugging you because they have like these new feet, you know, that, you know, gets you so excited to keep going, not sitting behind the computer. So you have to kind of have that excitement about what you're doing, because if you don't, then there's nothing that keeps you going, because sitting behind the computer and answering all the emails and, you know, updating the web, that's not necessarily the exciting part of the business that keeps you going.
I could even say something similar. You know, we've had women that coming in that, you know, there's one in particular that sticks out. A woman came in, she had recently gone through a tremendous amount of chemotherapy over about a year ago, and she was in town. She's from here. She doesn't live here anymore. And she wanted to come in, and she'd heard and she checked it out. And she had been through so much and just wanted, you know, to feel good about herself, and came in and had her hair styled. And I think one of the girls told her how beautiful she looked, and she just started crying. It was just such a neat, it's nice to see people feel good, have women feel good about themselves, and have their, you know, hair give them some nice confidence that is easy to obtain. It's not cutting their hair. They're not doing anything permanent. It's something temporary that they can do, you know, to get that hair confidence to have like have a really nice day. So it's just, it's really neat to see that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Final thought here. Kind of quickly, we've got about 30 seconds. What's your biggest frustration, each of you? Not enough hours in the day.
Actually, it's exactly it. Not enough hours in the day. You know, getting home and eating dinner at 10 o'clock at night. But we have an amazing staff that's making that a lot better for us every single day. So
yeah. I would have to agree. You know, I beg for more hours in the day. I wake up in the morning very early, as does Sarah. We go to bed late at night, and we work really hard all day long. I have 3 kids at home, so I'm trying to balance that too. And it's just, you know, more hours would be nice, but it's obviously not possible.
It's great though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. It's good to be busy. So.
Thank you for joining me this afternoon, both of you. Jane Heekin, co-owner with Sarah Brown of Blown, a blow-dry studio that recently opened in Montgomery, and Stacy DeJulius, who, with her husband Frank, owns Fleet Feet Sports Cincinnati.